The pilot operations at the 1,000-megawatt light-water reactor, built with Russian assistance under a $1 billion contract, have long been delayed amid ongoing controversy in the West over Iran's nuclear ambitions. Foreign and Iranian journalists were allowed to film the Bushehr plant as its reactor was switched on, then loaded with non-nuclear fuel rods made of lead. Enriched uranium is needed to operate the plant normally. The head of Iran's Atomic Energy Organization, Gholam Reza Aghazadeh, conducted the inaugural test run, along with the head of Russia's nuclear energy agency, Rosatom, Sergei Kiryenko. Aghazadeh, speaking here through a translator, described the development to Iran's press TV.
I hope that the pre-commissioning of this power plant will pave the way for increasing its capacity to 1,000 megawatts. Iran and Russia have been working in close cooperation, particularly over the past few months, to complete the nuclear plant. And the project has been proceeding at a fast pace. Hopefully, the power plant will soon generate electricity.
Russia built the Bushehr plant under the supervision of the International Atomic Energy Agency, whose inspectors will also keep tabs on its activities, as well as its Russian fuel suppliers 24 hours a day. Western officials are concerned that Iran could use its nuclear program to make fuel for a nuclear weapon, a charge Iran denies. Iranian nuclear expert Mohsen Shirazi told Iranian TV that the usage of lead-based fuel rods in today's test run will enable us to simulate the first cycle's hydraulic conditions for hot and cold tests. Reports also say that Iranian nuclear scientists will also schedule a date to insert uranium fuel rods if today's test is deemed a success. The plant, which will run on enriched uranium imported from Russia, has worried the West because the spent fuel could later be turned into plutonium, potential material for nuclear warheads. But concerns over the reactor softened somewhat after Iran agreed to return spent fuel to Russia to ensure Tehran does not reprocess it into plutonium. Russia's fuel deliveries to Iran began in 2007. Paul Ingram, executive director of the British American Security Information Council, says today's test is no great milestone in Iran's possible road to nuclear proliferation.
I wouldn't use words like threshold with respect to Bushehr, because even if they have managed to fire it up properly, and even if, say, in the next couple of months, they were to have Bushehr operating at its appropriate capacity and producing electricity, it is relatively foolproof when it comes to proliferation when compared to other activities within Iran, because the fuel rods are being supplied by Russia. It is not possible for the Iranians to supply their own fuel into Bushehr, and the fuel rods will come out at the end of the process irradiated and will be picked up by Russia for reprocessing within Russia.
Ingram notes that the real danger of Iranian nuclear proliferation comes from its Natanz nuclear enrichment plant, which produces low-grade enriched uranium.
There is certainly concern that the Iranians are building up their stocks of low-enriched uranium. The larger the stock of low-enriched uranium and the more centrifuges they have operating at Natanz, the closer they are to a possible breakout capability. Again, that's a matter of several months, and they would have to throw out the agency inspectors and do some pretty transparent things, transparent in terms of going for a nuclear weapons capability, if they were to abuse their position. But there is certainly concern.
Iran is presently in violation of UN Security Council resolutions. The Council has passed three sets of sanctions against Iran over uranium enrichment and is considering further measures. Tehran, for its part, claims that it is exercising its right to civilian nuclear energy as permitted by the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty. The Security Council wants Iran to suspend enrichment and other nuclear activities in order to determine that they are intended for civilian purposes. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.